What's good, audio boomers? GR, Austin, Texas. 10:17 a.m., November 22nd, 2015. Okay, so what exactly has an $11.50 an hour job taught you about marketing? Okay, got two big takeaways for you. Number one, even with all the social media tips, tricks, and tweaks on how to talk to people without actually talking to people, you still have to talk to people. Can't get around that. But if you give yourself half a chance, you might discover that it's not as scary as you might think. Case in point, I had a really awesome conversation this past Friday with a guy who works in the machine shop out there where I do security. We talked about everything from our thoughts and feelings on the Paris attacks all the way down to how weird his kids think he is because he still has a boombox and listens to heavy metal music. And this is a middle-aged guy we're talking about. So what did I learn from the exchange? I learned that people love to talk about themselves. So instead of putting our spiel in front of them and cramming it down their throat, let them talk. The other thing I learned is that well-timed, well-placed, and artfully asked questions can get you a lot of information about a person. Big takeaway number two. Every time I walk in that place, I don't represent the company whose lobby I stand in, nor do I represent my security company. Every day, all day long, I rep brand me. So I have to be on my P's and Q's at all times, or else I ruin it for myself, because all I have is me. This experience has even gotten me to start revisiting classics like The Greatest Salesman in the World and How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I've learned a lot. And what I do is I take it into the job with me. I don't go in there with a short timer attitude, even though many of them know that I'm about to leave them. They've come to know, like, and trust me, and they've even expressed a desire to keep in touch with me. Wow. That sounds like marketing, doesn't it? Putting your brand in front of as many eyes and ears as possible and getting those same eyes and ears to know, like, and trust you. I guess I don't have to be any more explicit or specific than that. You get the picture. That job is no, it's not where I really want to be and what I want to be doing, but it's been an education and a half. If you pay attention, anything and everything can be your teacher. If you're a person listening to this and you attend some sort of community gathering on this day or crack open a sacred tome to study from, when you get done with all of that, live the culture, be the book. GR, Austin, Texas, out.